This is the Mizzou Sports Podcast, presented by the Columbia Daily Tribune.
So, women's basketball. Mizzou women's basketball has had quite the week. Starting last Sunday, the loss at South Carolina. Rough. They played pretty well, ultimately overwhelmed. There was a scuffle in the second quarter. Two Mizzou players got ejected, Jordan Rountree and Nadia Green, because they stepped on the court, not because of what they actually did on the court, but because they stepped on the court out of the bench area. Then you had, throughout the game, South Carolina fans, there was no question that they were booing Sophie, that there was a lot of vitriol. I think you could just tell, when the camera would zoom in on Robin Pinchton walking around the bench, I remember there was a moment where there was a guy behind the Mizzou bench just screaming at Robin Pinchton, and his pregnant wife was right next to him, and she was going, "Hey, calm down, calm down, calm down." And he was standing and yelling. So I think it was a very...
It was hostile.
I think it was. I think that was just a really intense environment. And then what made news was after the game, you had Robin Pinchton on Tuesday say in a press conference, she was asked if there was spitting. Sierra Michaelis, a former player who was at the game, said right after on Twitter that they had been spit on. So then Robin Pinchton was asked about it Tuesday, doesn't confirm or deny spitting or racial slurs, but says there were some things she was really disappointed in and everybody has to be better. Then Jim Sturt goes on the radio Tuesday, says there was spitting, there was the N-word, and he thought Don Staley promoted that kind of environment. So then you have this gigantic war of words. South Carolina says they can't find any evidence of this happening. They deny, strongly that Don Staley was the reason behind it. Mizzou never explains, never... goes back on their statement. They just leave it out there, and now the league office is involved. So that's to catch you up if you weren't familiar. You probably were.
Yeah. We're having some Facebook Live troubles. But I think it's – I personally think that I don't think an entire Missouri women's basketball team would lie about being spit on or called the N-word. So I – definitely believe that. I don't necessarily think the Jim Sturk statement that was because of an environment Don Staley created. I don't necessarily think that's fair. I don't think she wasn't calling for her fans to spit on players or call people the N-word or anything. She was frustrated after the Missouri game. I think it's safe to say that these two teams don't like each other very much, but there was no instance in which she was insinuating that fans should act in a manner like that inappropriately. So I think those allegations by Jim Sturk, I wouldn't be surprised if he could go back if he would not say that, because I don't necessarily think it's fair to Coach Staley to say that she was behind it. But I also don't necessarily think it's fair for South Carolina to completely deny the allegations that there was spitting and things like that. I don't think an entire team is going to lie about that.
So a couple things. First of all, to be a fly on the wall when Ray Tanner, the South Carolina AD, and Jim Sturk eventually get in the same room, I would pay a lot of money to be a part of that conversation. I think, like you said, if you have – you had Jim Sturk, you had Brad Trinago, the play-by-play guy, the play-by-play announcer for Mizzou women's basketball, and you had Sierra Michaelis all say this happened. Three independent accounts.
And I'd talked to other people who were there.
Right, yeah, there's other people that have said that too.
And Sophie last night said, "We tell the truth around here." She didn't insinuate, or she didn't elaborate on it, but...
Right, to deny that it happened. You could say that there was no evidence, but to double down on it in a press conference and say, "We believe in our fans, the environment is good, we love our environment," and to not address those concerns is a kind of a problem.
I would agree.
But also, like you said, with Jim Sturk, to throw Don Staley under the bus in the way that he did, without explanation, without here's why I believe that, is irresponsible. And if you do think that's true, and if you have evidence, if somebody comes up to Jim Stirk after the game, a player or a coach, and says, hey, this is what we saw Don Staley do, you know, this is why we think that she was promoting that environment, if that's where his statements are coming from, I feel like there's an obligation to explain that a little bit. Maybe you don't throw your players under the bus, maybe you don't throw your coach under the bus, but you have to say how you know that before you can just say she promoted spitting in it, racial slurs. I thought that the way he did that was really surprising. I was really surprised that they didn't want to explain it any further, that we asked for a comment from the athletic department on Wednesday. You know, hey, do you want to expound on this at all? Do you want to explain your reasoning? Do you want to find any corroborating claims? Declined all. Jim Stirk went on the radio yesterday morning, said, it's over, we're moving on, and like Forrest Gump says, that's all I have to say about that. And he just puts some energy to bed.
I think we've made, a big joke about, over time, about Mizzou fans, South Carolina fans on Twitter, and how kind of crazy they've been over this whole circus. But just like you said, I think everybody has a right to be kind of crazy when you don't know facts. Like, you don't know, South Carolina doesn't know what's going on. Missouri doesn't know what Jim Stirk knows. Similar like you, like if we write something, we have to have the facts to do it.
Right.
You can't just go out there and blatantly call out people if you are not going to say how you know something or just give any kind of source behind what you're saying. And to say call out another coach in your conference and another school in your conference, I don't see that going over well.
Yeah.
With Sankey and kind of the whole SEC.
I was really surprised that it was that reckless. It was just, yeah.
And
implication.
And it's also, Don Staley's an African-American woman, so I think it's pretty kind of insulting to insinuate that she is responsible for people hurling racial slurs.
Yeah, I would have to agree.
But South Carolina is not the greatest racial progressive state, though. Well, it's not to say Don Staley told them to go out there and do that. South Carolina has some history of that regardless.
Right. Certainly.
Yeah.
Okay, Peter, I know you have to leave. You have important things to attend to today. Real quick, though, you were at the game last night, and we'll continue to talk about this after you have to go. What were your impressions of what Robin Pynchon said after the game, the reaction to the 57-53 loss to Mississippi State?
I thought Mizzou played really well. I think Mississippi State is undefeated for a reason. They're the number two team in the country. They are the last team to beat UConn. Like, you can go on and on. They're a really, really good team. I think the third quarter was killer for Mizzou. They scored, 6 points all quarter. But that's because Mississippi State has the best defense in the SEC, and they really bared down defensively that quarter. Mizzou was struggling to get inside the three-point line. It was just hard-nosed basketball by Mississippi State. I thought Sophie Cunningham did what Sophie Cunningham does. She hit and the environment was great. There were 5,000 fans there, and it was really loud.
That was the most students I've seen. I was watching at home. That was the most students I've seen at a game in a long time.
Yeah, they brought it. They brought it. And I think it was kind of cool. Vic Schaefer, the Mississippi State coach, after the game, he was very complimentary of Coach Pynchon of the Missouri program. And he said, this is paraphrasing, but he pretty much said, look, our program a few years ago, a few years ago, you didn't have many fans there. He said you could whisper on you had to whisper on press row because people would hear you if you didn't. And now you can't hear yourself think. And that's how I think of Mizzou's arena and how it's gotten to that point. So that was, I'm sure, cool for Mizzou fans to hear. The team just looked good. They looked good. Amber Smith played well. Robin Pynchon picked up a technical late in the game that proved to be somewhat costly.
Yeah,
I don't think you can blame the game on the officials. I think they, just can't. Do you disagree?
I saw an eyebrow raise out of the corner of my eye.
I just because we talked about this last time in the officials. People always blame officials for everything.
On this podcast, I've gone on a crusade. I'm tired of making officials a story. I think this is a case of you've had officials give you breaks in games earlier this season, and you've had officials give the other team breaks.
Exactly.
Just like last night. That's the way sports work. It's universal. It happens to every team and every player in the world of sports. Yeah. Sometimes officials make errors in your favor, and sometimes they make errors in the other team's favor. Accept it and move on.
Yeah, and Robin Pinchton, the fact of the matter is, she deserved a technical foul because you can't walk onto the court like she did. It wasn't about her yelling necessarily. It was the fact that she walked onto the court, and you can't really do that. So, yeah. I mean, yes, it looked like a travel, but she walked onto the court. You can't do that.
Right, yeah. So, well, Peter, thank you for your time this morning. Yes. We appreciate you contributing.
Off to Renaissance Literature.
Renaissance Literature.
Fun in class, Peter.
Peter is off to Renaissance Literature. So study up on that, and hopefully you can incorporate the lessons, the prose, the genius writing of Renaissance Literature into your next story with the Tribune.
Particularly the fantasy gymnastics feature.
Yeah. that's on the way. And we should explain that we... In today's climate, we should not just throw out fantasy gymnastics. What we're talking about is a fantasy football type gymnastics league. Thank you, Peter. Have a good day. So fantasy football scoring applied to collegiate gymnastics, which does not involve gambling.
No.
But just so everybody's
there's no
clear.
Money in it. There's, yeah.
Okay. Yeah. Peter will write about it someday.
Yeah, one day.
So one thing that I wanted to talk about with the women's basketball team, they've lost three straight. Right. They lost to Georgia, they lost to South Carolina, and they lost to Mississippi State, the three best teams in the SEC. In watching those games, Sophie Cunningham has been outstanding. And after the game last night, I know Robin Pinchton said, "I love my team. I love the way that they responded. I love the way that they played after last night's game." Sophie, what Mizzou has not had over the last three games is they have not had balanced scoring. Mm-hmm. Sophie has scored 58 points in the last three games. The whole team has scored 157. So she's responsible for 37% of the team's points over the last three games.
Yeah.
Not only that, but she's shooting a lot better than the rest of the team. She's shooting 45% from the field over the last three games. Mizzou, the rest of the team, shooting 32%.
Do you think that's a case of team saying, Sophie's going to be Sophie, let's take everyone else away? Or is that a Mizzou problem?
I think it's a couple things. First, I think it is probably that a little bit. I think they haven't had Sierra Porter at her best. Either she's been, you know, coming off of illness or she's been in foul trouble. She picked up three fouls quick against South Carolina and played less than 10 minutes, least amount of minutes in a game this season. And then same thing happened against Mississippi State, picked up two really quick in the first quarter, sat pretty much the entire first half, tried to get back in the game later, but after sitting that whole time, it's hard to get back into the flow of the game.
And someone did ask us on Twitter, what was wrong with Sierra Porter? She had the flu for probably, two or three games?
It was two games. She was, and they were blowouts. Mizzou beat Ole Miss and Arkansas handily. Yeah. Sierra Porter was on the bench. She could have played if they really needed her, but she had the flu, and so they decided they didn't want to test it. She came back against Georgia, healthy enough to play. She did play. She started. But in that game, you know, it's just I don't have her playing time for that game, but just didn't quite look herself. And then the last two, the foul trouble has really mitigated her impact, and she has not – I mean, she came into the season as Missouri's second option behind Sophie. And the last three games, she's been like option number four or five. So they haven't gotten all of Sierra Porter, and that's really hurt. Amber Smith has kind of been up and down. She played a lot better last night, but kind of as the game wore on, her impact kind of waned a little bit. I think getting her back into a place where she's confident, she's attacking the basket and making plays for herself will do a lot for the women's basketball team. They just they really need that, because Sophie is the one who's making all the plays. Even when she isn't scoring, she's the one getting under the basket, distributing, and then you kind of like cycle the defense around. Right. They need Amber Smith to do a little bit of that herself, and she did it in the first half. She was able to do that, and Missouri was really, really successful. Jordan Frericks as well. She's been great on the boards, but hasn't been as successful scoring in the last couple weeks. So they haven't had that second option. Like we spent a lot of time talking at the beginning of the season and at the beginning of the SEC schedule, especially after they beat South Carolina, that this team, what makes them so good,
so they're so deep,
is that they have so many options, and they haven't had that balance the last three games, and it's hurt. And again, they're playing the three best teams in the SEC, all ranked opponents. Two of those games are on the road. Mississippi State's the second best team in the country. It's tough.
Yeah.
But that's how you get to the next level is you start getting that production out of Sophie and Amber Smith. Sierra Porter plays better, gets more playing time. That's the key to success for Missouri down the stretch.
I agree. And I don't think it's like a at this point, this was already going to be their toughest stretch of the season. I mean, honestly, I thought if they pulled out one of these games, that was a good
I would agree with you.
Stretch. I think just the way they performed last night, I don't think you can be really too upset, or I don't think it's time to hit the panic button with this team. Again, it's the three best teams in the SEC by far. And I think Mizzou, when they go to Nashville, still has a chance to be in an SEC championship game, depending on, because I mean, we've seen them beat South Carolina. I think they can beat Georgia if they were getting another opportunity. And I think they could battle with Mississippi State again. I think, like you said, it just comes down to getting more than just Sophie. Mm-hmm. And this team trying to find out where they can get that from. Like you said, Amber Smith's been tremendous. I thought she has a chance to be one of the stars of this team when Sophie leaves.
Yeah.
I think she's still a sophomore. I think you're still trying to get her to play at that level consistently. But yeah, I think this team is still one of the best teams in the SEC, probably one of the best 15 teams in the country if they can just kind of get everybody else on the same page.
Right. I agree. Their next three, four games give them an opportunity to bounce back.
Right.
They play against Florida at home on Monday, so they'll have Sunday off because of the Super Bowl, but they'll play Monday at 6 p.m. against Florida. Florida is 10-12 overall, 2-7 in the league. So there's an opportunity for a bounce back. Kentucky then will come to Columbia. So they got three consecutive home games. Kentucky will come to Columbia on Thursday, February 8th. Kentucky is 12-11 and 4-5. They've been a really good program the last couple years, but not quite the same team this year. Then you have Arkansas. Missouri already beat Arkansas this year, kind of embarrassed them. They'll play them February 11th, the week after the Super Bowl. Arkansas is 11-11, and then Auburn's after that. Auburn's 11-10, 2-7 in the league. So you have four teams, all bottom half of the SEC, coming up.
Yeah,
Mizzou has a potential. Probably should win all four of those games, I would think.
I would agree.
And right now they're seventh in the SEC. So as time goes on, maybe they make up some more ground on the teams ahead of them, like Tennessee, A&M, and LSU. I don't think it's likely that they'll be able to make up much ground on Georgia and South Carolina, but we'll see.
Right.
We'll see.
Be sure and subscribe to Mizzou's Sports Podcast at iTunes, Google Play, or Stitcher.